Welcome to the Star 97.7 City Scene.
We want to welcome some special guests in the studio this morning. Sonny?
Yeah, we have Charlie Pierce. He's the Ellsworth City Manager. And Mike Harris is the Director of Public Works and also wears the hat as a wastewater treatment director.
Well, welcome, guys. And Charlie, it's fun to see an idea come to life.
It's great, Paul. Yeah, really excited to be here and talk to you a little bit more about the priorities for the city of Ellsworth and all the great stuff our amazing city staff are doing, but also to, I think, hopefully hear back from some of your listeners as well and get some of their questions, comments about how the city works, what's going well, what may not be going well. I know if folks out there want to email Paul at paul@star977, we're going to try to make this a recurring thing, come back every few weeks. Paul will aggregate some questions. I'm not going to have control over what gets asked. It's all going to be up to Paul.
Yeah, I'm sure. The people always wonder, you know, especially if somebody's never served in a board or been involved with a council or a subcommittee. It's easy to make judgments and say, wow, you know, how come it's not done this way? What's going on here? Well, if you're not going to get involved, you can at least ask a question. So you can send any questions at all with what's going on with Ellsworth, as Charlie said to Paul, at star977.com, and this will be part of the format, if you will, as this program moves forward.
Yeah, and I'm really excited about it. I'm a big fan of citizen feedback. It's one of my favorite parts about municipal government, just being really close to the people. I'm also newly a morning person, so hopefully I'll be in pretty good spirits. I used to be an evening person, you know, get home from work, get the kids to bed. I have a 6-year-old little boy and a 3-year-old little girl, and then kind of get to emails until 10, 11 o'clock at night. But I've recently realized I just got to go straight to bed, 8:30, get the kids in, and then get up around 4 and start. I'm much more productive at that time. So it's a new thing for me, but hopefully it'll work out. A few updates from our you know, we just had a big city council meeting last night. We're the big thing is we're heading into budget season right now. So our teams did a ton of work on the budget process. We did a technology transfer last year. We got caught up on all the audits. We got caught up to the first half of FY25 on the reconcile. And we're the whole month of March, pretty much every Thursday, if citizens want to check out the budget process, how the city is funding, and it's, you know, please join us for our departmental reviews. We have ellsworthmaine.gov/budget, where we're going to be posting that schedule. We're also going to post the draft budget and its manager's recommendation. Obviously, the final budget will be in there, too, but we really encourage citizen participation in that process. And a big part of that budget last year, you know, I just was joining into the city manager position, is Mike Harris, who's now our public works director, but was our wastewater superintendent, who did, I think, the best Excel sheet for the wastewater budget imaginable. And he was a big part of that process and revamping not just wastewater, but the entire city budget last year. So,
all right, that sounds great. And in just a moment, we're going to hear from Mike, and he's going to talk about some snow plowing, because they've been pretty busy,
I guess.
So that's next on City Scene in just moments on Star 97.7.
Welcome to the Star 97.7 City Scene.
A new show we are happy to be a part of every Wednesday morning. And this morning we have the Ellsworth City Manager, Charlie Pierce, here.
One of the things I want to talk about, kind of first off, it's obviously been a bigger snow year, a real Maine snow year this year. And I recently had the opportunity after work to hop on a snowplow with one of the perks of the job, with one of our highway foreman, to see just how amazing of a work these guys do. It's incredibly technical, and figured, you know, this is probably something the folks would like to know a little bit more about. And so that's why I brought Mike Harris, our public works director, who can kind of talk a little bit more about the plow operations and the process. And
for a moment, Mike, you're probably happy that we've got a stretch of no storms in sight. So that must make you breathe a bit.
Absolutely. It's wonderful, actually.
What are some of the bigger challenges that you face that maybe the average person doesn't know? I mean, like any job, there are some things that you've got to kind of think through, right?
We have a parking ban that is all of the core area of the city of Ellsworth that we put in effect from 12 a.m. to 6 in the morning. We do that because typically there's nobody on the road. The parking areas are clear, like on Main Street. And so we can get in there. We can get the snow removed, make sure the parking spaces are clear for the businesses in the morning, things along that nature. And we always have vehicles here and there that don't comply with the parking ban. And, you know, we try to be understanding about that, you know, you should know that, you know, if you left your car there and you, for whatever reason, didn't have a chance to move it, then, you know, we will try and work around that. But if it becomes something that happens more often.
Again and again and again.
Yeah, at some point, the option is that we would call the police department. And the police department would come down, try and contact the owner of the vehicle.
Well, and then we don't want that, but you guys have to clean up the road. So, and if people have questions about this, you can always email me, and this is how this program will work. So my email is paul@star977.com, and I'll pass these along to Charlie and the members of his departments, and we'll talk. This is what we'll do every week, right?
Absolutely, and, you know, one of the other challenges of snow plowing, I also wanted to mention, is equipment. A lot of times some things will break down. We also had a snow plow for the sidewalks break down twice this year. And, this team, they work to get the roads clear, and then they work on clean up operations, and then they have some equipment breakdowns tough. We're looking at a new infrastructure planning. We're going to get that up to date. They also have to get a tractor trailer that was on Main Street in one of the last storms. So tough stuff there, but we're really proud of this team and how much work they do.